and 82.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start the show out by giving you an update. Mark, you've got some news from the Center for Small Government is the name of the organization, and I like the Center for Small Government. I like what it is that they stand for. I myself am a kind of a no coercive government kind of guy, but I like self-government, and I think that people at the Center for Small Government would share a lot with my particular viewpoint, and certainly a lot with your viewpoint, Mark. You're all in favor of the small government idea. In fact, the Center for Small Government is the organization that came up with the Small Government Pledge, which we've mentioned a number of times in the past on this program. It's a simple concept. And basically, the Small Government Pledge is something for candidates, political candidates, to swear an oath to, essentially saying that they pledge to never vote for an increase in the size of government and to actively work to decrease the size of government. Now, if you put that in front of any political candidate, there's a 99% chance they're not going to sign it. So if somebody actually signs the Small Government Pledge, it really shows that there's somebody with some level of principle and some level of dedication to the ideas of small government. So I want to praise them where they deserve praise. I mean, they've done some really good work. And some of the other things they've been doing over at the Center for Small Government is they've been advocating for the repeal of the Massachusetts income tax. And as far as I'm concerned, that's good work, too. They tried it back in, I think it was 2002, and they got this on the ballot. They spent a lot of money promoting the idea, and it turned out that a 45% of Massachusetts voters in that particular election voted in favor of repealing the income tax. And I thought to myself at that time, wow, you know, that's really amazing that something so blatantly pro-freedom like that, repealing the income tax, could get such a tremendous vote total. 45%, that's pretty significant.
You know, to me, it seems like people would generally do what is beneficial to them. People will do what's beneficial to them from their perceived point of view. And to me, what's baffling is that people believe that they get more from, you know, the government by having an income tax than by not than by able to keep that amount
crazy
of money. And you know, that's what baffles me. So people will always do what's in their self-interest, and they believe that an income tax is in their self-interest. That's what baffles me.
Right. And it turns out that this time around, this year, 2008, they got the...
I've got the numbers here. You don't need to give them off if you don't want.
Well, I was just going
to
say, they got the provision on the ballot this time, and okay, it did worse.
Yeah.
And we reported it, and much worse, 70% voted in favor of keeping the state income tax. And so I came on the air the day after, and when we were doing sort of an election wrap-up, looking at the various different initiatives and things like that across the country, this was one of the most, I think, important ones out there, just to look at what people are thinking about the income tax. They're apparently saying, we love this thing, keep it around. And
well,
so
I think that even more significant than Massachusetts is North Dakota. North Dakota had a provision on the ballot to do away with their income tax, and they decided to keep it. You know, you would think a small state like North Dakota would be more pro-freedom. People are more self-sufficient, that
kind
of thing.
Yeah, more of a western kind of state, or I guess not really the west, but
it's pretty close. It's close to west. I'm sure they would consider themselves western. But, you know, they decided to keep theirs, too. I think that North Dakota is more significant than Massachusetts. But Massachusetts, it's amazing to me that people – Massachusetts is amazing, and North Dakota is even more amazing. People would choose to keep an income tax. Please take money from me so that you can take more money from that rich jerk over there.
So
it's so sick.
Yeah, well, we looked at the numbers – and it's 70% in Massachusetts saying keep this stuff. I looked at that, and I said, all right. This has got to be it, right? The Center for Small Government, they're going to throw in the towel. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Their contributors, of course, contributed all this money to try to get this on the ballot, to promote it in the media as much as they could, to buy advertisements and that sort of thing in order to get people their awareness up on this. And I said to myself, and I said on the air, please tell me that you're going to throw in the towel on Massachusetts and move you know, 50 miles north, or even less than that. It's not that long to cross Massachusetts. You know, 25 miles north. Move that far north, come here to New Hampshire, get active up here with these activists. As we've talked about, the best liberty activists in the world are coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active, and we've already seen a tremendous level of activism here. Having the Center for Small Government based in New Hampshire and doing activism here would be an immediate, I think it'd be a great help, and it'd be an immediate reduction in income taxes, because there is no personal income tax in the state of New Hampshire. So they'd immediately have achieved their goal of no longer paying state income tax. And so I said to myself, this has to be it. They're not going to go at this again. They lost even worse this time around. But, Mark, you're telling me that they're actually considering doing it again?
Well, I'm not sure, so sure that they're considering doing it again. They're setting themselves up to do it again. Let me read it to you. And what are their names? Cloud?
Carla Howell and Michael Cloud are the two heads of the organization.
And they do some good work. You know, and you sort of have to look at this from the point of view that if you're not looking at the Free State Project as an option, what choices do they have?
Mm-hmm. Apparently they're not looking at the Free State Project as an option.
Apparently they're not.
Which is madness, in my opinion.
Just because we came on the air doesn't mean that they heard what we said.
I sent an email to them.
Did you? Suggesting it? Okay. Well, that's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically, $7,000 was dumped in from union dues and union in-kind contributions. So people that really didn't have the choice whether they donated or not against what they raised, which was for almost $500,000.
Wait, I'm sorry. How much was the union?
$7 million.
$7 million. Okay. So I said $7,000 for whatever.
I might have said that. Who knows?
Okay. So the union raised $7 million to advertise against the repeal of the income tax. So the teachers' union.
You got 14 times what they had. I mean, you might as well go 15, really,
gotcha.
Because it was a little less than a half mil. It was 30 to 70, and what they do is they break it out. And interestingly, they decided to go, you know, and look at this, the per spending in 2002 versus 2008, and how many votes they got in 2002, and how many votes they got in 2008. And so then they asked the question beneath it. Even though they did worse in 2002, they did better in 2002 than they did in 2008 because more people came out and voted in 2008. 2002 was an off year for an awful off presidential year. This year was a big one. Democrats came to the polls far more in far more abundance than Republicans did. I don't know that I think that that's necessarily a big thing. You know, I just don't know. But here they said, so why did we get roughly the same number of votes in 2002 to 2008? Well, then they did. They got about 15,000 more votes in 2008 than they did in 2002, but it was still significantly less of a percentage.
Yeah.
They say it's because we spent roughly the same amount of money on advertising both years.
Doggone you, libertarians. Why couldn't you give us five times the amount of money this time around? We could have won if you'd just given us more money.
And, you know, actually, I got these numbers wrong. I was looking at something, the wrong thing here when I quoted the amount of money that they spent. They didn't spend $500,000 on advertising. They spent $89,000 in 2002 and $81,000 in 2008.
Okay.
They spent every available dollar on advertising both times. Why did the teachers union increase their no vote by a million votes? Well, because they brought in and spent $6 million more in advertising than the last time. $6 million more advertising money brought us 76 times our ad spending. Negative advertising works. Attack ads work.
Right, it was scary
fear-mongering
stuff.
Fear-mongering ads work, especially when teachers' unions spend $6 million.
I agree with all that.
Absolutely.
I agree
with
it all.
So my question is, what are you going to do about it? You know,
going to try to outspend the teachers'
union? Absolutely. It seems it sounds to me like they know what was raised by Ron Paul, and it was some amazing money by people all over. Mm-hmm. They know it would be great, and it would be great if Massachusetts income tax was done away with. It would show other states that they could get it done away with. But I don't imagine they brought in too much money outside of Massachusetts.
I didn't give them anything.
I why would I? Here's what I'll give you. I'll give you a token so you can use it on the freeway here to New Hampshire. Why in the world would I give you any money to do away with the income tax in Massachusetts?
Right. If you get rid of the income tax in Massachusetts, you're right, Mark. It'd be a good a bit of symbolism, but at the same time, you're not really doing much to stem the flow of statism coming from that place. I mean, there's always new government programs being created there. The government would probably just try to make up the money somewhere else by raising property taxes or raising the sales tax or just reinstituting an income tax. So more on this on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV NewsWatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. wiki.freetalklive.com. Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb straight to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on tomorrow night's Free Talk Live podcast. That again is on Saturday the 22nd. Grab our podcast and you'll be able to hear us interviewing Charles Webb from sexwiththevirginmary.com. And Mark, you read that book, so you've given
your
endorsement.
It's great.
All right, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. I don't know, maybe you can call and explain to us this madness that the people over at the Center for Small Government appear to be suffering from or suffering under, and I guess both of those are incorrect, but incorrect English. Anyway, the people from the Center for Small Government are making excuses for themselves. What they did was they put a ballot measure up in Massachusetts this year and back in 2002 to repeal the state income tax. In 2002, they got 45% of the vote. In 2008, they got 30% of the vote. So they did worse in 2008 than they did in 2002. Now, they'll point out that in 2002, they got about the same amount of votes. So what happened was in 2008, more people turned out to the polls because it was a presidential election, and more people voted against repealing the income tax. So,
well, they didn't point out that it was a presidential election. What they pointed out was that the teachers union spent significantly more in 2008 than it did in 2002. The teachers union came on board to the tune of $6 million, and they didn't have nearly the opposition as they did the last time. So who knows how it would have gone, but...
So they're saying they were outspent, and so that they're going to try this again? That they're going to do this all over again and try to raise more money to outspend the teachers' union next time? Is that their plan? Is that their game plan?
I can't say that it's a game plan that leaves me feeling any, good in any way. To me, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I will admit, it's only been 6 years that they've been trying this. So,
well, how long does it take to get these things back on the ballot? I don't know what the process is like down there.
I don't know what it is either.
It's obviously not easy.
This time they had a lot of difficulty getting on the ballot. What do you think is going to happen with the teachers' union the next time? I mean, it's Massachusetts. Somebody could get their leg broken, for God's sake. I just don't know. I'm of the opinion that now would be a good time to quit. But I didn't see any point in doing any kind of activism when I was in Florida. Some may say that I don't have a realistic view. I don't know. But to me, what makes sense is getting a bunch of people in one area that agree. Free State Project proposes to do that. I just don't understand why they wouldn't move the 50 miles north, move the Free State Project, and put their efforts to work someplace where you're going to get something done.
Right, because if
the kind of money, the kind of promotion, everything that went into this, my God, if we did that here, things would change.
Right. They spent $89,000 buying advertisements down there in Massachusetts. That kind of money spent in New Hampshire politics could really put a dent in some of the statist activities up here. That kind of their level of clout, their email list that they have, the Center for Small Government obviously has a substantial email list. They've been involved with the Harry Brown campaign, which is the Libertarian presidential campaign back in 2000, back in the year 2000. I mean, these are people that have established names in the Libertarian movement, both Michael Cloud and Carla Howell. And having them come up here would just make them that much more effective. I mean, you're talking about a state with a population of 1.4 million people compared to Massachusetts, there's probably 1.4 million people at least living in the Boston area.
I would expect more.
If not more than that. So you're going to be more effective up here. What are you thinking? And I know they've been invited up here. I know that they are aware of the Free State Project.
You did it, right?
I have asked them, why don't you come up this way? Now you failed twice in a row. In fact, you failed worse.
Well, you pointed it out, but I hope you didn't point it out in that manner.
No, but I was pretty blunt. I mean, it was just an email, from somebody, right? I don't think they really know who I am necessarily. Okay. I mean, we've had Carla on the show once. But I just sent an email to their generic email address saying, all right, now when are you guys going to come up to New Hampshire? Of course, no one ever wrote me back. So clearly they're not planning on moving to New Hampshire. They're going to try this all over again. And I'm trying to find the Michael Cloud article. There, he's written about the idea of insanity, the idea of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. He has specifically talked about that as a problem that exists in the libertarian movement, and here he is in his organization doing something that's insane.
Well,
doing the same thing over and over again.
In fairness, they haven't actually said that that's what they're going to do. Now, there's no point in saying, we'll be back, because it's 6 years away, and yeah. I think they'll get more off of the newness of it than saying, we're gonna do it again. I mean, who wants to hear that right now? Who of their donors wants to hear we're going to do
pony
it again?
Pony up again, right? Yeah.
I can't imagine. But, you know, here's the – when they make the explanation, why did we get roughly the same number of votes as we got in 2002? Because we spent roughly the same amount of money on advertising both years. So essentially they're saying to the libertarians out there, you pony up, we'll get rid of the income tax. You don't pony up, we don't. And –
thanks for nothing. I mean, clearly the evidence is that in 6 years' time, you are not able to do anything differently to the point where you could raise more. I mean, if they were really doing something that was so exciting to everybody, and it was pretty exciting seeing 45% vote for repealing the income tax, so you'd think they would have had a little momentum to be able to raise more money this time around. Clearly, the libertarians, either in Massachusetts and around the country, decided that, well, this effort's about as worth as much as it was 6 years ago. Here, I'll give you the same amount of money. Try again. And they tried again, and it crashed, and it burned. It burned bad this time. What will it take for them to learn? You asked Mark if I wanted to get them on the show here, and I feel like, no, that wouldn't be a good idea because I don't think I could be nice about this.
And
I don't know what
I don't
how
like
do you
to
say
do,
something to these people.
I don't like to, I don't like, I just want, obviously, for everyone to, you know, get along and that kind of thing, but sometimes you have to look at the way people are doing things, use them as an example, and point it out to other folks. Look, if you're out there doing the same thing you've been doing for a decade or more, and it's failing.
Yeah, if you've been running a libertarian candidacy for 10 years in a row down where you live and you've gotten 2% voting returns each time you've been going out there, what makes you think that next time is going to be different? What are you going to do differently next time to all of a sudden rake in these extra funds? What is the Center for Small Government going to do in 2010 or whenever it is they give this another shot? What are they going to do differently that's going to jazz people up enough to send them six times the amount of money?
2014.
Is that as soon as they can do it?
That's the stretch from the last time, 2002 to 2008, 2008 to 2014.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you have any insight into this, would love to hear from you. You can also, of course, bring up whatever you want. What is wrong with people? Why do they keep trying the same thing over and over when they should know better? It's Free Talk Live.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those, including updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the banner that's the right-hand side of the page and all the way at the top. SACL, CAI.
So my question earlier, which no one has called to answer, so I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at answering it. My question is, why are organizations, liberty-oriented organizations like the Center for Small Government, why do they continue to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results? I mean, the definition of insanity, allegedly, is or at least one of the definitions, is that, doing the same thing over and over and expecting something different to happen. Why do they keep doing that when they should know better? Why, when they are aware of different options being out there, do they continue to pursue the same old option? And what we're talking about is, back in 2002 and this year in 2008, they got successfully on the ballot in Massachusetts, a ballot provision to repeal the state income tax. Well, in 2008, it did worse than it did in 2002. 70% of Massachusetts voters voted to keep their state income tax. So why do these people insist on going through this all over again? Why do they insist on going through this exact same motions, trying to get it on the ballot, spending all kinds of money petitioning? First, they have to spend money to hire people to go out and petition because they just can't get enough volunteers to do it.
Sure.
You spend money to go get people to sign these petitions, and then you go and take them into the state government, and you hope that you have enough, and you hope that they validate them all, and you hope they get them on the ballot. And then if it actually successfully gets on the ballot, then you have to raise more money to buy advertisements to explain to voters why they should get rid of the income tax, as though it weren't immediately obvious, and to promote the ballot provision, to promote the idea of people going out and voting on it, spend all kinds of money on that, and then finally when the day comes, it fails. So you start the process all over again? And the really strange part about this, Mark, and I think that the answer is that we're creatures of habit. Human beings are creatures of habit.
I have a different point of view on that.
We get into our little ruts, and we just run around, and we do what we do every single day, and that's what we do for the most part. Sometimes we break out and do something a little different, and that's the same thing that's applying here. This is their habit. They don't know anything else. They know they can run candidates, and I'm sure they're trying that too. And they can know they can put ballot provisions on, and this is the political process, and this is what we have to do to change things, except it's not changing. Nothing we've done has worked. So what do we do differently? Well, we could run more candidates, but we've been trying that. We could put another ballot provision on, but let's see if we can get this one to work again. Let's see. Throw the same stuff up against the wall, and maybe it'll stick this time. Let's just throw more of it this time. Maybe we can get more people to send more money, and maybe that'll make it stick. What's your thought?
My thought is that people will come up with all kinds of reasons why they do or don't do things, but you have to listen to what they say. People will tell you that the Free State Project's a bad idea for a bevy of reasons. One of the first things that comes out of their mouths is Ron Paul. What about Biden and Ron Paul get better in New Hampshire? For God's sakes, it's a Free State Project. Well, I'll tell you why he didn't do better. Because you weren't here.
Yeah.
The reason that Ron Paul didn't win New Hampshire is because you're not here.
And because the Free State Project in its early incipience.
It's very early, and the Free State Project isn't an elect Ron Paul campaign. No. It's a, you know, make the government smaller in New Hampshire campaign. We're not really even that concerned. Ron Paul might be a good weather vane, a good indicator as to how it's doing and that kind of thing today. And I would say that since Ron Paul did better in New Hampshire than any other state's primary that counted, I think there might have been a primary way, way, way later by the time they had already pretty much McCain was in the bag. So anybody could, you know, doesn't matter. I might as well vote for Ron Paul. So early on, I'd say, it indicates that we're more liberty oriented than any other state.
Right now, so, even with only a couple hundred movers.
Right. So you can effectively look at it from that point of view. And the only county or town, the only municipality that Ron Paul won was in New Hampshire. So you can look at these facts, but they don't want to see that.
No.
They want to know why Ron Paul didn't win. So therefore, Free State Project's a failure.
Sort of boosts their mentality of, right, well, I should just stay where I am and do what,
right,
I'm doing here.
Because here's the answer. Everybody with half a brain in their head knows that if you're going to have any luck having some kind of libertarian-type state, you're going to have to move enough people there. They know we don't have the numbers anywhere we are. They know that the average person voting doesn't know anything about what they're voting on.
No.
They don't know the name of their representative. They don't know the name of their senators.
They don't know that they'd be benefited by getting rid of the income tax.
They can name more people from The Simpsons Show than they can from the House of Representatives.
Sure.
I mean, that's how uninformed the average voter is. They're just that stupid. They think that it's a good idea to go vote when they don't know what
they're
talking about.
That's ignorance, Mark. It's not stupidity.
When I get in a race car and drive that thing around, I'm going to die. The fact is, if you don't know what you're voting on, you shouldn't go up there and vote.
Let's be fair, Mark. Can you name five people in the House of Representatives?
Yeah, I think I can.
I'd have a tough time.
I can go that far. But, I could name mine, and just because it happened recently, and I'm, kind of focused in. But that really goes to show how uninformed everyone is. I can probably name maybe 10, and that's not that great. So
I don't really think being able to name politicians is anything.
Don't get me off track here on that. Right. We're off track. The fact is, you know that the Free State Project or something like it, okay, it doesn't have to be the Free State Project. You have to get enough liberty-minded individuals in one piece of land, or they, you know, we have to go someplace where we're going to be left alone or something. They're, essentially, what we're doing right now doesn't work. And telling them, they'll come up with all kinds of reasons. Really what the reason is one of two reasons. Likely, number one reason is your family and friends that you know where you are.
An object at rest tends to stay at rest.
Right.
It's easier to stay where you are than to pick up your life and move somewhere brand new.
God bless them. I understand. Those are good reasons. But if we could find the libertarians that are just in a state of flux, you know, they're moving somewhere. If you're moving from here to there, for, you know, whatever reason, don't move there, move to New Hampshire, is essentially what I'm saying. You know, most people, I understand not wanting to leave if your wife has a good job or your girlfriend is, you know, there, your, you know, your ex has the kids, and you know, I understand all of those things, but please don't tell me that the reason is because New Hampshire's not doing a good job,
yeah,
as being a free state, because that's not a good excuse. The, you know, I understand that some people will want to move once New Hampshire is free or freer.
Sure, that's the easy way to do it.
That's absolutely the easy way to do
it. Let everybody else do the hard work.
But then those people don't even bother to sign up for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show, look how little you care, you know? So, you know, I don't understand why anybody would put the effort into some kind of campaign like the income tax in Massachusetts. And then not move. Family and friends, you can go see them. It's only 50 miles away.
Yeah, it's really. The fact that it's Massachusetts gives them even less of an excuse. You're right over there. You're right across the border.
I think
why
we
not
should
just
be,
cross up
I
here?
Think we should be very, you know, the Free State Project should be recruiting very heavily in Massachusetts.
I agree. And they are. They're working. I believe they have a campaign that they're working to put
as
out
there.
As far
as I'm concerned, name socialist, too.
And I don't want to. Look, I realize I've come across as harsh towards the folks over at the Center for Small Government, but it's so disappointing seeing all of this great activists, these great activists just throwing their efforts away. I mean, I feel like they've thrown it away, especially considering they did worse this time around than they had done in the past, and especially considering they should know better. I dug around a bit on the Internet, and I found Michael Cloud, who's one of the organizers over there at the Center for Small Government. He's been writing these persuasion PowerPoints for the advocates for self-government for a long time. And he's a great writer. He really does a great job of helping people learn better persuasion techniques. I've been advocating that people pick up his book for a long time on this show, Secrets to Libertarian Persuasion. I think it's great stuff. I think Michael Cloud and the people over there need to reread one of his articles. And I'll share that with you coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control at 800-259-9231. And it is your show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy all those on us, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different options, most of them completely free, a few of them low cost, like printing flyers, for instance. You can get all that stuff over at promote.freetalklive.com. Help get this show into new ears and spread the message of freedom and liberty. So hopefully some of those people that come across the message of freedom and liberty can get active and bring some new ideas and innovation into this movement, because, man, it seems like they've run out of them. We're talking about the Center for Small Government, which is a great organization that does a lot of really good stuff. They created the Small Government Pledge, as we mentioned earlier. And I like Carla Howell and Michael Cloud. And Michael Cloud has been out there writing liberty-oriented articles for years, putting really great persuasion techniques into the hands of activists and doing it in an easy-to-understand fashion. I'm a huge fan of his work. And so I'm going to share one of his persuasion points. These appear in the Advocates Liberator online newsletter that goes out, I think, on a twice-monthly basis. And here's persuasion PowerPoint number 231. I think Mr. Cloud and Ms. Howell and the rest of the crew over at the Center for Small Government should take another look at some of their own writings. Because what they're doing is just madness. Continuing to try to get the same ballot measure on the ballot over there in Massachusetts to repeal the income tax over and over again, and it fails, and it fails again, and now they want to try it again? Here's what he has to say. Then I yell at my teenage daughter, tell her what'll happen if she keeps acting in this way, and ground her for 2 weeks, says the frustrated mother. How's that working out for you? Asks Dr. Phil. Well, she talks back to me or gives me the silent treatment. She sneaks out late at night, and she refuses to listen, says Mom. Are those the kind of results you want? Asks Dr. Phil. No, answers the mother. Well, then Dr. Phil discusses different ways of meeting both of their needs. Dr. Phil asks simple questions about actions and consequences, about causes and effects, about behaviors and results. What might happen if you and I ask these kinds of questions about government programs, anti-gun laws, The Brady Bill and other new gun control laws have been on the books for over 10 years, says the anti-gun activist. We're very proud that we finally have these laws enacted. How's that working out? Asks the freedom advocate. Are fewer criminals getting their hands on guns? Are there fewer armed robberies? How's that working out? Well, the same number of criminals are getting guns, and we have the same number of armed robberies, answers the anti-gun activist. Are those the results you expected? Are those the results you want? Asks the freedom advocate. No. After an honest look at the results, the freedom advocate can suggest and discuss different, perhaps counterintuitive ways of reducing crime, ways that restore gun freedom and reduce gun crime, ways of meeting both of their needs. Government-run public schools. We have doubled the number of dollars spent on each child during the last 12 years, beams the politician. But we have so much more to do. You've doubled your spending for each school child in the last 12 years? How's that working out? Asks the homeschooling mom. Have literacy rates dramatically improved? Have SAT scores substantially increased?
I'd say they probably decreased. As far as I've my understanding is that we've been on a steady decrease as far as world rating against other students in the world since World War II. Maybe there's been some little dips and bumps in this, but I'd say it's going very, very poorly.
Have math tests results skyrocketed? Have dropout rates plummeted? How's that working out? Well, we face a number of problems, begins the politician. I'm sure you do, says the mom, but with your doubled spending, are you getting better results or worse? I don't know why, but literally, literacy rates are lower, SAT scores have fallen, math test results are worse, and dropout rates are nearly 30%, said the candid politician. Are those the results you expected? Are they the results you wanted? Asked the mother. No. Well, would you be interested in considering different, maybe even revolutionary approaches to getting children a much better education for a lot less money, asks the homeschooling mom. Disaster relief, food stamps, welfare, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Imagine asking Dr. Phil's elegantly simple questions about each and every government, economic, and social program. Cause, what are you doing now? Effects, how's that working out for you? Action, how are you handling this now? Consequences, what kind of results are you getting? Dr. Philip McGraw keeps it simple. What are you sowing and what are you reaping? And then he asks, is this what you want? Sometimes he follows up with, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting these results. Do you want that? This is when Dr. Phil offers new and different choices and actions and the different results they produce. To change what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. To stop reaping what you're reaping, stop sowing what you're sowing. A wise approach to counseling and to government programs, and I would say also to liberty activism.
Well, I think that to some extent, it's not just what you reap and what you sow, but I mean, Jesus told the parable of the seeds and all that stuff, and it's not just what the guy was sowing. I mean, because sure, there's bad seeds out there, and if you're sowing the seeds of destruction, you'll get destruction and all that other stuff, but it's also the ground in which you're sowing it, that there's the rocky ground.
Is it fertile? Yeah.
I mean, some seeds fell on the road where they were trampled. Some fell in the rocky ground where they were choked. Mm-hmm. Some seeds fell in the fertile ground where they grew. Look, if you're in Massachusetts, you're in the rocky ground. If you're in California, you're in the road.
Yeah.
The only place that seeds are going to grow is fertile ground, and they're not. The other ground, even if it's fertile, is parched because there's not that many freedom activists doing anything. There's
right.
only the only place in America and maybe in the world. You might be able to talk to me about New Zealand. I think some interesting things are going on over there. But the only place that I really, in New Hampshire, freedom is beginning to blossom.
Well, yes. To continue with your analogy there, what about
it's Jesus? Is not mine.
Okay. Here in New Hampshire, what you have is a bunch of freedom activists that are actively tilling that soil.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom activists are all over the place here in New Hampshire, busily working to make sure that this is the best place to do activism. They're out there making sure that the earth is as ready for those seeds of liberty as it possibly can be. And you just don't have the kind of concentrations of farm workers, for lack of a better term, anywhere else. Liberty activists are out there working hard here in New Hampshire doing a variety of different things. Why would you want to be anywhere else? Why, when you are aware of the Free State Project, would you want to be anywhere else? With the exception of those of you who have the excuse of my family is sick or whatever and
yeah,
I need
like
to stay here.
It's fine to say, look, I don't care enough about liberty to move.
Either that's a fair answer,
I've got
sure.
a job here that's, you know, that I've got to make the money so that I can be able to move. That's cool. My wife and I, you know, we got all our friends here. That's fine. My girlfriend, she's not going to move. That's fine. It's too cold for me. I'm not going to do it. Okay. But don't tell me that you care enough about liberty. You're not willing to do anything. There were people
right.
in the Revolutionary
Except go out and vote, right?
Right. Go out and vote. That's fine. You were going to vote for somebody anyway. You know, there were people in the Revolutionary War that were willing to take bullets for your freedom. But
right.
that's fine. If you're not willing to, I get it.
Right. No one's saying
I might
you
not
have,
have moved if it hadn't been for Free Talk Live moving up here ahead of time. You know, and I understand. First off, I would say you should sign up for the Free State Project anyway so that you can support them and try to get the numbers up there. But whatever. Whatever.
Right, no one says you have to do anything for liberty.
But the idea that you, you know, would be active for liberty where you are, what's the point? I mean, if you're not willing to do it, why bother wasting your time?
It doesn't make sense.
Why go to the Libertarian Party meetings where there are seven people?
Yeah.
And you know, they argue over bylaws. Why do that?
I don't know, man.
Go
I
out with
it.
That girlfriend that the reason that you're staying in right. town for.
Well, I
if
did
you're
that
staying
stuff.
There for your family, take your mom out to Piccadilly. Don't go hang out with the libertarians when there's seven in your town and right. they're not doing anything.
What the hell is that going to result in? What is going to happen as a result? I've been there. I've done that. I've done that activism. I've been to those meetings week after week. I've been the one that went out and actually initiated the activism, and I've gone out and I've done outreach and I've done all of these things in an area where our concentration has been next to nil. And now I'm in an area where I can pick up the phone and I can get people to come out and do activism with me on short notice. I can post a message
easy.
On an internet forum and have people turn out. We've got some guys.
And just the activism, they're also your friends. I mean, you come
yeah.
up here with a whole group of people. If I said I wanted to climb Mount Monadnock tomorrow, I could post on a message board.
You'd have five people
now,
probably.
And we'd run a troop up there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, I guess you just don't understand until you're here. Maybe you don't believe us. We've had somebody email saying they didn't believe what we were saying about this place. The activism up here. We're not joshing you, man. These really are the best activists, and they really are spread all across the state, and they really are active and looking for something to do. Many of them are doing things, and many of them are looking for new opportunities, and many of them are generating new ideas even as we speak. There's always something going on up here. Can you say the same for where you live? There's always some sort of liberty activity every single week here in New Hampshire, maybe more than one. Can you say the same for where you are? Or is what's going on where you are just every 2 years some guy throws in his hat into the ring for a Libertarian Party candidacy and manages to get on the ballot, runs a campaign, you go out and you help him, he turns in 2%, you guys pat yourself on the backs and say, hey, we did what we could for liberty,
it's
we're coming
0.5%
back.
More than it was 4 years
That's
ago.
That's right, we did everything we could for liberty, we'll just try again in another 2 years. Is that what you've got going on? Is there anything worthwhile there? Think about that. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.